This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel and Hamas announced a ceasefire to end a bruising 11-day war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and brought life in much of Israel to a standstill. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office announced late Thursday that his security cabinet approved the Egyptian-mediated proposal. Hamas quickly followed suit and said it would honor the deal. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says there's genuine opportunity to make progress toward peace.
I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy.
And in response, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that the people of Gaza will need assistance to rebuild.
I appeal to the international community to work with the United Nations on developing an integrated, robust package of support for a swift, sustainable reconstruction and recovery that supports the Palestinian people and strengthens their institutions. I stress that Israeli and Palestinian leaders have a responsibility beyond the restoration of calm to start a serious dialogue to address the root causes of the conflict.
The White House said Thursday that North Korea will be a key topic when U.S. President Joe Biden meets with South Korean President Moon Jae-in Friday. Moon has been hoping to use his first summit with U.S. President Joe Biden this week to press a legacy policy of engaging North Korea, as Washington has played down the prospect of any quick impetus on the issue. Biden is set to prioritize boosting cooperation with Seoul on regional security more broadly. More at VOA News.